Brought to you by IBMPressBooks.com, part of the On Podcast Network at informit.com/podcasts.
Hi, and welcome to Can Two Rights Make a Wrong? IBM says they can. Podcast, my name is Craig McMurrow. I am a strategy and change consultant with IBM Global Business Services based in the UK, particularly in London as my home location. I also have a role within IBM of Culture Transformation Community of Practice Lead for the UK, Ireland, South Africa, and EMEA. It's my great pleasure to introduce you to Sarah Moulton-Rager today to talk to us about the topic of culture transformation and particularly the book that Sarah has written herself. Sarah, hello.
Hello, Craig. How are you today?
I'm very good. Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself by means of introduction.
Thanks, Craig. It's really a delight to be able to speak with you today. I've been a management consultant now since 1988, and my areas of specialty are organizational change, culture transformation, and governance. My first career was in finance, and I still hold a certified management accountant designation. And I've been with IBM since 1995 and have been a global practice executive in the consulting group, a researcher, and I'm now helping to lead one of IBM's global transformation efforts from a change in culture perspective.
Sarah, as I said, you are the primary author of Can Two Rights Make a Wrong, which is an insight into IBM's tangible culture approach. Tell us what inspired you to write this book.
In 2002, IBM acquired PricewaterhouseCoopers Consulting, and we faced a big challenge, and that challenge was being able to bring in 30,000 new IBMers and integrate them into an existing business unit of 30,000 management consultants. And we developed something new to address the culture challenges that we faced. And we did make some surprising discoveries along the way. And after our initial experience with a new approach, I moved over to IBM Service Research to hone and further extend this new innovation, and that included writing the book.
So who are you targeting specifically with this book?
We're targeting business people, Craig, and we believe that they have, you know, reason to get some value from the book because we're finding value from it in using it at IBM as well as using it with our clients. And let me say that we don't consider this by any stretch of the imagination to be a silver bullet. But we have heard many people say that it's helping to demystify business culture and to make it more workable. And we've also, with developing tangible culture, have expanded the toolkit, the options that we have available to us when we know that we need to act on culture. And of course, we do hope that culture experts and others, such as human resource and people that are doing this kind of consulting work, we hope that they'll find value from the book as well. And we've heard from some of them that they're now using this approach with their clients, but our real target is business people.
Sounds very practical. Sarah, what do you cover in the book specifically?
We cover, first of all, the PricewaterhouseCoopers consulting integration effort, as well as the innovation process that we went through to take the insights and create them into what we call tangible culture and to make them usable. We also include IBM's own method and show how it applies to a variety of culture challenges. And we also demonstrate that approach in action with examples and stories, as well as case studies.
And one of those case studies I know is featured in some detail, IBM's PWCC acquisition. Please expand a little bit more on what is covered in that piece in the book.
Okay. On the integration experience, we tell people what we did, and we also include some of the stories, some of the things that we learned the hard way. And certainly one of those stories was how we first came to understand that using the word culture was actually part of the problem. And we now have some better, more business-friendly language that helps us to deal with these culture challenges. We also provide a retrospective. After we did the creation and the honing of what we now call tangible culture, we then go back and look at what we did on the integration effort and say, well, if we knew then what we know now, how would we have done it? And in fact, today, IBM's own approach for bringing in acquisitions both due diligence as well as the post-merger integration. All of that is based on our tangible culture approach, so we're using it on our own acquisitions. And certainly we believe that readers who are facing mergers and acquisitions will find this particular section of the book, including our candid stories, to be especially useful for them.
And Sarah, and if that wasn't enough for readers to get their teeth into, you also cover off innovation in the book itself. Talk to us about the innovation process.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that we thought people would benefit from, because we walk the reader through our own process of trial and learning during the integration effort itself, as well as what we did within our service research group to take a promising idea, how we honed it and extended it, and we turned it into something that, frankly, is now more valuable and more broadly applicable than we first imagined. And we are hoping that this explanation will help the readers understand these concepts very deeply so that they can apply them. And certainly readers that are interested in innovation and the underlying research that underpins this approach, they'll find this interesting, we believe.
Some readers might be somewhat surprised to discover the IBM case studies and some of the methodology actually within the book. What's your response to the perhaps unusual move of capturing all that in this book?
Well, I think a lot of people would say that it's unusual that IBM would put its own method in a book. And I will say that, candidly, our first inclination was to protect it, and we did file it for a method patent in 2004. But later we decided that it would be probably better for us to share it broadly, believing that we had something that would be helpful and hoping that a rising tide is going to float all boats and that we'll benefit from that. And we see it as an expansion on the culture toolkit, that it's giving us additional approaches, and we hope that it will give other business people also additional approaches to address culture challenges. And we've included our specific steps, our own method for addressing four major types of initiatives that are really very challenging from a culture perspective, and those being mergers and acquisitions, alliances such as joint ventures, but also including things like outsourcing, restructuring such as shared services, and then also transformation. And beyond those four, the big four projects as we refer to them, there's also applicable types of more narrow decisions where culture is also important, such as selecting among strategic options and how to operate globally and how to select and implement best practices so that you really get good value from them. And we've got examples throughout the book, including a couple of case studies on how a client and one of IBM's business units have applied these concepts in creative ways.
Wow, Sarah, sounds like a lot of material. How do you help busy readers get through the book, navigate their way through what sounds like some really good stuff?
Well, thanks, Craig. Well, we're busy business people, too, and so we designed the book with some roadmaps to help people go to specific chapters that they'll benefit from most. And we also designed it to be a reference. We hope that readers will return to it time and time again and apply tangible culture to the various different culture challenges that they face over time.
So if I want to get my hands on a book, Sarah, or learn more about it, what do I do?
Well, there's a website to go to. It's ibmpressbooks.com, ibmpressbooks.com. And also, if people are interested in contacting us, they can reach us through the website tangibleculture.com. And when I say us, I'm certainly including you, Craig, in that, because I know that you are an expert on the topic of culture and certainly our leader for tangible culture within Europe.
Well, thank you, Sarah. We've got another podcast coming up in the series. Give us a flavor of what's to come in that one.
Well, now that we've given people a brief overview of the book, we'll go into some of the concepts that we cover in the book in a little more depth.
Well, Sarah, remains just for me to say thanks so much for your time. Wonderful to hear a little bit about the book. I'm sure we've got some interest in this title and look forward to the next podcast.
You know, thank you, Craig. It's really a delight again to be here, and thanks for helping us to tell people about tangible culture and about the book, Cantu Writes, Make a Wrong.